sithandazeke.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga lo muso kuba sikwazi ukuhlangana lapha namhlanje.
We thank you for the mercy that we can meet together today.
Siyacela ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
And we ask you to be with us.
Usisize Nkosi ube nathi manje ukhulume nathi ngezwi lakho.
Help us Lord and speak to us through your word.
Ngoba amazwi akho konke kuzokhulunywa kube into ephilayo. Efinyelelayo ezinhlizweni zethu ilona lo akuza kuzwisise angaphumi la kuhlwile kumnyama bhuqe kodwa kuse.
Anoint these words with life, with life-giving power, so that each one would be raised up and filled with light instead of being surrounded by darkness when they leave the service.
Amen. Namhlanje ke i-text lethu silthola ku-Isaya.
Today our text is from the book of Isaiah.
Bengithi ngizoqala evesini lokuqala ngize ngifike evesini likaShiya kalumbi.
I'd wanted to start in the beginning and stop in verse 8.
Kodwa uma sengithi ngithatha indaba awu ngagcina ngabhajwa ku-verse 3. Kanti okunye ke mayivuma inkosi esiphithuba siyokhuluma ngelinye ilanga ngakho.
But when I looked at it again, I got so involved with it and so absorbed, I thought, well, I can hardly get beyond verse 3, and I'll have to leave it for another opportunity to be able to speak about it.
Asiqaleke kuyisayi sahluko sangamashumi amane.
Isaiah 40, verse 1.
Duduzani, nibaduduze abantu bami. Usho uNkulunkulu wenu.
Comfort, yes, comfort ye my people, says your God.
Kungani iJerusalem isibindi, nimemeze kulo ukuthi ukulwa kwalo sekuphelile, nokuthi buhlanguliwe ububi balo ngokuba lamukeliswa esandleni sikaJehova ngophindiweyo ngazo zonke izono zalo.
Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
So,
we'll read this far. Verse 2.
Bengithi ngisazoqhubeka ngikhulume isiprofeto ngoJohane umphaphathizi ukuthi izwi lomemezayo ehlane lungisane hlane indlela yeNkosi.
To continue with the prophecy about the coming one who would announce the way of the Lord, John the Baptist, who would say, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Kodwa uma ngifika ekugcineni kwevesi lesibili ngabambeka ayi angikwazi ukuqhubeka ngoba lamavesi amabili amumetho okuningi kakhulu.
But by verse 2 I was so captivated I could not continue. These two verses contain so much.
Ngoba bengithi ngizokhuluma ngalo nga wonke lamazwi ngendaba kaJohane umbhaphathizi.
Because I thought I'd like to look at all these words about John the Baptist.
Inkulu indaba kaJohane.
For the story of John is very great.
Ngiyakhumbula phela uZakharia ubesemdala noElizabeth.
Remember,
bengenawo umntwana.
Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were very old already and were childless.
UZakhalia ube umpriest.
Zacharias, being a priest in the temple.
UNkulunkulu wathuma uGabriela, inkosi yezingelosi. Wathi Gabriela, yana kuZakhalia, umbikele ukuthi uzothola umntwana. Ukuthi uElizabeth umkakhe uzomzalela indodana.
And how the angel Gabriel came to Zacharias and said, "Your wife will be with child, and he will be great, for he will prepare the way."
His name will be John. Oh, Zakalia! What did I call that? I was when Zakalia do.
John.
Ngoba sengimdala. No, Elizabeth. Usemdala.
Was to be his name. Zechariah said, "No, this cannot be so. It's just beyond me. This is impossible. Elizabeth and I are so old already."
Kanti uZakhaliya bekufanele ukuthi alalele alizwisise lelo gama ukuthi uyomqamba ngokuthi Johane akekhe esodweni zakubo obe nalelo gama.
But all Zacharias had to do was just to carefully listen to the name of the child, John, for no one in his family, among all his relatives, had that name.
Ngoba igama elithi Johane lithi uNkulunkulu nomusa.
Because the name John means God has mercy.
Gott ist gnädig.
God is merciful.
Bekufanele ukuthi ezwisise ukuthi hey, noma sengimdala nomngami eseyisalukazi, kodwa uNkulunkulu unomusa.
He should have listened more diligently because of this being revealed that yes, I am old, so is Elizabeth, but God is great and he is merciful.
Kusho ukuthi intshumayelo yanamuhla ngithanda ukuba yisihloko saso sibe intshumayelo yomusa.
I'd like the theme to be of this service that it is a sermon about mercy.
UJohane, what? Ngeke kwenze.
John said no. Zechariah said no. It cannot be.
Wapum.
And he went out the temple.
Abantu bamangala bathi yena hlala isikhathi singaka phakathi ethempelini. Ukuba ngaphumi ubu sonke silindele. Hawu, akaphumi ngani? Uma isephuma usethi ngesandla ukuthi abahambe.
By then, quite a crowd had gathered, wondering what on earth had happened to John in there. He was staying far beyond his time. And when Zacharias finally came out, he came out not being able to speak, just gesticulating with his hands, saying, "Go."
Waba isimungulo engakwazi ukukhuluma. UNkulunkulu wathatha intambo wabophula imlwakhe ukuba angakwazi ukukhuluma.
He couldn't speak. He was struck dumb. God had tied his tongue.
Uma isephumile bambukeza bathi kwenze njani. Wathi lethani iphepha nepeni.
They thronged around him and asked what had happened. He said, "We'll bring a piece of paper and something to write with." They brought him paper and pen to write.
What will Elizabeth uzo zalumfana indodana?
And he wrote, "Elizabeth is to be with child. She will give birth to a son."
Uma isizelwe ingane bethi igama layo lizoba ubani.
So when the time
kwayilapho ethathe iphepha ebhala ethi igama lakhe lizoba uJohannes.
And when the time came that the boy was born, it was then that he asked for paper and he wrote that his name is John.
Base bethi awukwazi ukubhala ukuthi uJohane.
The people said, "That's out of the question. No one else in your family is called John."
And
But he persisted and he said, his name is John. And it was at that point that God untied, he loosed his tongue. Then his tongue was untied. God enabled him to speak again, and he said, this is what God has done. He's given us the Son, and he is called John, for God is gracious. And indeed, it was so.
Wasn't
it grace that they, this old man and wife, should have a son who should be the greatest of all children born of men except the Lord Jesus? Wasn't that mercy that his tongue should be loosed? Wasn't it mercy that this John should go before the Lord preparing the way? Is it not mercy that we can be here, gathered together to hear the word of the Lord? Listening to what God has to say to us. So today, my sermon is about mercy. So how does the story start?
It
says, comfort, yes, comfort my people.
Kungani Jerusalema isibindi.
Speak comfort and courage to Jerusalem.
Abantu bakhe bakaNkulunkulu neJerusalema into eyodwa leyo.
God's people and Jerusalem were seen as one thing.
Lamazwi amazwi kaNkulunkulu ewasho kuba prophet bakhe athi tutuzana abantu bami.
These are God's words spoken through his prophet. Speak comfort, yes, comfort to my people. For thus says the Lord your God, the prophet said. Speak comfort and courage to my people. Why should God speak in this manner?
Ngoba ube bona bantu bakhe sebe udaka sebe phelelwe ithemba iJerusalema sekuyinciwa lidilizwe izitha.
For God saw his people in ruins, despair, hopeless, in darkness, utterly vanquished by the enemy. Jerusalem was destroyed. Many were in Babylon, in captivity. And God said, now comfort, speak comfort to my people.
Kwangathi singayizwisisa le ndaba.
May we hear this properly.
Kungani Jerusalem isibindi bebengenalo isibindi sebephelile sebengcibilikile nje benjengamanzi.
Speak courage to Jerusalem, for she had lost all hope, she was in despair, had no boldness left, was just as weak as water. Speak to her that her warfare is ended, and that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double. Now, this wasn't just a matter for Isaiah in that specific instance only. It's still applicable today.
Unkulunkulu uthi ngithi kubantu bami, tutuzani iJerusalema.
God says, speak to my people, comfort Jerusalem.
Unkulunkulu nesihle, unkulunkulu uyahlupheka ebona abantu bakhe behluphekile, besekufeni, besethunzini lokufa. Abadabukeli unkulunkulu.
God has pity. He feels such compassion on his people who are utterly lost and in darkness and death. We walk by people and we just don't bother about them. We don't know them, or we think bad thoughts, or we throw a stone at them. We have only critical thoughts about them. We don't remember, we forget, we remember their sins. What would you think of a nursing sister who wouldn't feel compassion for her dying patients, and if she brings them some pills and a glass of water, she just puts it there and says, you drink it, after all, you're the one who's sick.
Angikhulumi-ke ngabagulayo abafayo no nurse. Ngikusebenzise njengomfanekiso. Ngikuwe ukuthi laba bafayo begule ezonweni. Impilo yami yabidilikile sekuyinciwa sekuphelile basekuthunjweni. Babuswa isitha esingusathane. Wena uzwani ngabo?
Not speaking about nursing and a patient, but spiritually, what do you feel about people who are in a hopeless state, in despair? Don't you show any pity towards them? They are in darkness, they have no hope.
In Zulu I said even the outsiders, but here it speaks to the insiders, to Jerusalem. And his people, akhulumna abantu abangaphandle, ubhekise kule Jerusalema nabantu bakhe.
He speaks here to his very own, to Jerusalem, to his people.
Le nkulumo nalamazwi amazwi kaNkulunkulu wakho.
These words are the words of your God.
Okufanele ukwenze maqondana neJerusalema elidilikile, maqondana nesizwe esisekuthunjweni.
What should be done about Jerusalem which lies in ruins and God's people who are in captivity?
Abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abayiphilayo impilo kaRoma 7. Okuhle ngifuna ukwenza ngikwazi ukwenza. Kodwa kubi engingakufuniyo ikona engikwenzayo.
And the children of God who are living the life of Romans 7, where they cry out, what I want to do, that I cannot. What I don't want to do is the very thing which I do.
Abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abahlulekayo, abantu bakaNkulunkulu abashelelayo, abawayo, abahlulekayo.
Children of God who are living a life of failure, who are always slipping up, always living a dismal, hopeless life.
Kukhona abantu betheology abathi,
there are some theologians who say,
uIsaya kuzokuba 39 incwadi eyodwa sukela ku 40 kuya le. Enye incwadi umlobi akusiyena umuntu oyedwa, akusiyena uIsaya.
They speculate that from Isaiah 1 to 39 it might have been one section written by Isaiah, and that from chapter 40 onwards might have been written by somebody else.
Ngoba bathi ngaphambi kuze kube 39 uNkulunkulu bebathatha ngokushisa ngolaka. Kodwa la kusukela ku 50 uyabaduduza njengomuntu oduduzayo okhuluma kahle ongakhulumi ngolaka ongakhulumi ngentukuthelo abathathe kahle.
Because before chapter 40 the God described as one of vengeance and of wrath, but from chapter 40 it's of mercy and comfort, and it can't be the same thing. Before that, God speaks of revenge. But here, and here from chapter 40, God speaks with pity, with comfort, encouraging words to his people. And well, that speculation of the authorship doesn't trouble me in the least.
Kuhle ukuba thina bantwana bakaNkulunkulu sikonde lokho.
It is good that we children of God remember this.
Asiqungani Jerusalema lisibindi lapho seli inqiwa. Hayi uthi uvela uthi kufanele kube njalo. Uwonile. Kufanele.
When we see children of God in ruin, we should not place burden upon burden and say, well, they're getting what they deserved, just as I predicted. Look at them. No, we need to speak comfortingly to Jerusalem. I also have the Amplified Bible.
There it says, speak tenderly.
Lapho kuthiwa khuluma ngobubele.
To the heart of Jerusalem.
Kuyo inhliziyo kaJerusalem.
And cry to her.
Memezela ngokukhala kuyena.
I think that's the thing. Many a prophet of God, many a preacher, many a child of God has got to learn.
Ngibona kwangathi abashumayeli abaningi nabantwana abakaNkulunkulu abaningi basadinga ukuthi bafunde lokho.
Cabangani indodana yolahleko bekuyindodana ebekungesi umhedeni, indodana yolahleko.
Think of the prodigal son. He was a son. He wasn't an outcast. He was the son.
Uma esephenduka esebuyela kuNkulunkulu, ebuyela kuyise, eselihambile ibanga, uyise wamhlangabeza.
And when he had made that decision to repent and come back to the Father met him.
Uyise wakhuluma kahle kuye, waba nesihle, wamthethelela, wamxolela, wenza idili elikhulu ethokoza, wajatshulwa.
His father spoke tenderly to his son, words of compassion and acceptance, and there was great joy and celebration. The older son said, what's this noise reaching my ears? It was said to him, your brother who was lost has returned. The one who was in the pigsty. In the Greek, it means that he was identified with the owner of the pigs. Using a similar word as we find in 1 Corinthians 6, where it says, if a person becomes one flesh with a prostitute, he becomes one body with that person. In the same way, they said, this prodigal had been made one person with the owner of the pigs. His fall was very great. You find homosexuals, lesbians, where they crave for the same sex, flirting with each other, a perversion, something that is terrible and against nature itself.
Indodana njenge Jerusalema elinqiwa evele kuthunjweni esephelile umdala wathi hayi akazi nobaba ukuthi lo uwe kangakanani akazi ukuthi ube iphetha kanjani akazi ukuthi uone kangakanani.
And so too with the older brother, that was his attitude, one of consternation when he saw his younger brother, who was the prodigal, who had fallen, like Jerusalem, an utter ruin, made captive in a far country. And the older brother said, doesn't my father realize what a mess his son has been in?
Why say akuya wathi awu ndodana uthukutheliswa yini athi ngithukutheliswa yilokhu mina sekuyiminyaka ngikusebenzela ngithembekile kuwe awukangihlabeli ithole kodwa indodana le eyona kangaka isinqiwa vele kuthunjweni vele ngulubeni emanyaleni usumenzela okukhulu.
He could not contain his anger till it reached his father's ears, who then spoke to his older son, said, what is the matter? Why are you so upset? He said, well, during all these years, while your younger son has been away finishing off the inheritance, becoming, identifying himself with all sin and filth, you've never given a party for me and celebrated my life.
Unkulunkulu wenu uti tutuzani, tutuzani iJerusalema. Abantu bami abaphelile ngoba bona bazibona bengesanalo ithemba, bebona belahliwe, bazibona bengasafanele nokuthiwa umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
But your God says, speak comfort to my people in its the people's hopeless state, in their despair, in their darkness, where they say, I'm not even worthy to be called a child of God anymore.
I attitude yetu kubantu abahlulekile injani ufana nendodana endala noma ufana nalokhu uNkulunkulu asibezele kona la enesihe enesihawu emzweni umuntu.
Are we like the older brother? Are we like the one who condemns the one who has fallen? You can only criticize the one who has failed, the Christian who's got lost his way, and you can only utter words of condemnation instead of saying what God says. Comfort, comfort ye my
people. Wayebona udoti wakhe ukuhluleka kwakhe.
The elder son could only see his younger brother's sin, his filth, his dirt.
He couldn't speak tenderly to his heart.
Akakwazanga ukukhuluma ngobubele enhlizweni yakhe.
That's why God says, comfort, comfort those. They know they have sinned. Their hearts saw that they have sinned. And they don't need you to be angry with them and to cast them aside. Speak tenderly to their heart.
Uti musukuba nolaka kubantu bami. Bayazizwela ukuthi bawile. Bazizwela ukuthi bangcolile. Yikho ukuthi ngithi khuluma ngobubele enhlizweni yabo.
Kukhona abantu bakaNkulunkulu abanamahloni ngento abayenzile.
They are children of God.
Ngokuwa kwabo, ngesono sabo, baswela umgodi wokuqasha, bathi hawu sonile. Kodwa wena ndodana endala wena ugcwele uSathane ufana nale ndodana endala uzuxabane noyise ngoba ukhumbulisa nosakhe.
They are children of God who are so conscious of their failure. They're so embarrassed, so ashamed by their disgraceful fall from the faith. They're fully aware of their sin. And they feel despair. But you go and heap more despair upon them in condemnation, and you find yourself in conflict with the Father who feels compassion for his lost son.
Kutwa kungani Jerusalem isibindi.
It says, and speak courage.
Uyaphenduka uNkulunkulu uyakuthethelela. Uyasula isiduko sakho. Khululeka. Songe sibindi ube namandla kodwa ayo noma esephelile umuntu thatha isagila umshaye ekhanda.
Speak courage to my people, for she is so aware of her sin, so fully conscious of how lost and fallen and defiled she has become. Therefore, speak comfort and courage to Jerusalem, for if I forgive, I forget. But no, you come and you hit out with your stick and you beat upon the head of that sinner who comes in his depressed state.
Nimemeze kule ukuthi ukulwa kwalo sekuphelile. ngizwile umemeze kulo muntu umduduze uthi hey ukulwa kwakho kuphelile phumula manje ube nokuthula khululeka.
Shout out to her that her warfare is ended. Speak comfort because her warfare is finished. She is released.
Ubelwe webesempini enkulu. Ngokuhluleka kwakhe ngesono sakhe. Kodwa memeza kuye ukuthi lo mshikashika lokho kuphelile.
Jerusalem has been in great warfare because of her iniquities, has struggled and failed and been in this fight, but now cry out to her that her warfare is ended. And that her iniquity is pardoned. That she is forgiven. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sins. She's received the double portion. Just look at Jesus.
The Passion of Christ. Jesus was shy. Being
struck, being beaten. I think back of the film The Passion of Christ, how he was struck and beaten in double portion for our sins.
Kodwa manje sesimukela nokuphindiweyo umusa. Bequlwa iculo singena la ngesingisi.
But now we receive
blessings a thousandfold. Ibusiso ziphindwe ayidabuka kodwa nge thousand.
Through him we receive blessing that's twofold, no a thousandfold. His, as we sang that English song as I was walking in, through his suffering we receive blessing a thousandfold.
Have you gone to a person already who has sinned and repented and encouraged him, comforted him, strengthened him, quickened him, even if his life is in ruins, that you speak tenderly to his heart? That's what the Father says we should do.
Usu waya yin kumuntu owile o shonile phansi ngezono zakhe osephendukile kodwa uyinqiwa nje uyamduduza yini ukhuluma ngobubele enhlizweni yakhe njengokuba ubaba osezulwini ukhuluma ngakho
noma umuntu ethe angisakwazi ukuthethelelwa sengone kakhulu akusekho ukuthethelelwa kwimi ukulahlwa nje kuphela. Kodwa ukhulume kahle umemeze kuye ukuthi hey hlanguliwe icala lakho uJesu walithwala ngokuphindiwe manje nezibusiso oyitholayo nokulungisiwe lokusilungisiswa kuphindiwe.
Have you ever spoken these words of comfort to the person who drowns in perdition? They feel condemned to such a degree that they say, my sins are so great, they are so abominable, I can never be forgiven. It's just too much. Have you spoken comfort and said, the Lord Jesus has paid the price? Be comforted, for the Lord Jesus has carried that burden, been punished double, so that you receive a thousandfold blessing and justification.
Evangeli lelo, evangeli indaba ethokozisayo ukuthi khona ukuthethelelwa, khona ukukhululwa, khona ukuyekelwa, kuyadlula lokho konke kube kusha.
That's the gospel of conviction, repentance, forgiveness, cleansing, removal, being justified, and that is all taken away.
Uma ungakakwenzi lokho usenasi isikwelethu kusekhona uNkulunkulu akufunayo kuwe ukuthi ukwenze uma idimqinise ungamqinisi mtshele ukuthi uthethelelwe ngokuyilahla ngokuvuma ungakwenzi lokho unesikwelethu unesikwelethu noma umbuke bese ubuka isono leso asenzile kusho ukuthi ke unomoya ophambene noyihlo ufana nendoda nendala.
Is there still condemnation towards that person in your heart? You say that person has sinned beyond measure, it's just unpardonable. But you don't have the attitude of your Heavenly Father, the one who says, go to that person, speak comfortingly, speak courage to their heart, speak tenderly to their heart. When Simon invited Jesus to come into his home and made a feast for him,
intombazana eyayinesimile sonakeleyo isono bekuyimpilo yakhe ubehluleka ukuhlukana nabafana ubesanganiswa abafana imicabango emibi amadoda uma isefica leyo ntombazana enyaweni zakhe wathi aw kodwa lo muntu uma ngabe umprofeti awu
When Simon walked in and he beheld this spectacle of a loose girl, one who had lived a sexually immoral life, she had been in filth, and here she was wiping the Lord's feet with her tears. Simon thought to himself, no, this cannot be a prophet, for surely he would have realized what type of woman this is. Jesus was not identifying with her sin of this girl.
But instead
he said, Simon, you invited me to be here. And since I've come, you've never brought the traditional dish to wash my feet. Or wash basin. But this girl, this one who has sinned so much, since I've come, she hasn't stopped wiping my feet with her hair, wiping the tears away. Jesus did not speak harshly to this girl. Instead, he spoke with tenderness. And he said, Simon, it's because she is so conscious of her sin. That is why she weeps so profusely. There's a marvelous matter which we find in the letter to Philemon. Philemon receives a letter from Paul. He writes to him about Onesimus. Onesimus had been the slave of Philemon.
Africa. kade kwantshontsho u-Onesimo angazi ukuthi ube unhloboni womuntu wantshontsha wayiseqa wabaleka washona le Roma.
While Onesimus was working for Philemon, he was busy pilfering. Stealing didn't begin in Africa. It was known a long time ago. After that, he ran away, he fled, and found his way through to Rome.
Onesimus.
When he was there now as a refugee, for he had fled from his master, Philemon said, what a criminal of a man who has run away with stolen property which was mine. But then in Rome he met with Paul. I don't know how, but Onesimus came to repentance.
And
he began to visit Paul in jail. He began to help him and assist him, because when a person gets saved, they are a help to others. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are, whether you've been a slave or the slave master, whether you're a Jew or a Greek, Afrikaner, white, Zulu, it doesn't matter, French, whatever you are, but if you've come to Christ, we are one thing together. So Paul wrote a letter to Philemon. Philemon was also in charge of the church there. Go and read for yourself this letter to Philemon. It's not long, it's wonderful.
Ethi Philemon, ngithuma u-Onesimo kuwe. Yebo wonile, wakuntshontshela.
He said, now, look, Philemon, I'm sending Onesimus back to you. Yes, he's done wrong. Yes, he's stolen. Yes, he was a refugee. But I'm sending him back to you now. And I request you to receive him as your brother. He is not your slave anymore, for he is your brother in the Lord. And you can send me his account. Whatever he's stolen, whatever is owing to you, you charge it to my account.
Simanga, sendaba, uPaulu fana noJesu.
How marvelous. Paul is like Jesus.
Usthumela kuNkulunkulu athokhela icala lethu. Athi mukele ngenxa yami.
Who God sent and says, charge this to my account. He is the one who's come and the debt is on me. And he says,
esebuyele enkosini eyindodana yami ngevangeli ngicela umukele njengomfo wenu uzoba usizo kuwe.
I know that he was a nuisance to you in the past and that was just a negative influence there, but now, since he's converted and I've led him to the Lord, he's a son of mine in the Lord, you treat him likewise and he'll be a help to you.
Indaba evangeli, indaba kaNkulunkulu, ethi tutuzani, tutuzani Jerusalema, tutuzani abantu bami abahluphekile bese bqileni bese zonweni.
Oh, the gospel which says, comfort, comfort ye my people, encourage them and speak comforting words to them.
Gonyaka ozayo ngoba yikho kodwa wena umhloboni awuboni ukuthi uhlukene noNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu usho lokho, wena usho lokho, kodwa wena uzibona ukuthi umele iqiniso, wena ubona ukuthi hayi usendleleni. Kanti pasop uma uhlangana noNkulunkulu angasho ukuthi fuseke kuwe.
And watch out lest you don't forgive the one who's a penitent, the one who is so deeply sorry. Yes, they have sinned. Yes, indeed, they have fallen greatly. But you hold it in your heart and you hold this grudge and you come into church and you go out week by week, month by month, year by year, you still hold this. Don't you realize you're unlike your Heavenly Father who says, speak comfortingly to that person?
Yebo kukhona lokho ukuthi umthathe umuntu ngendlela eqinile njengase Corinthe bekhona umzalwane obeganga wasuka wenza amanyala no stepmother wakhe.
Yes, there are different circumstances, as in the church at Corinth there was the man who was living an immoral life with the stepmother. Strong measures had to be taken to such an extent that it was said, don't even eat food with that person.
But
if a person humbles himself, confessing their sin, go and speak nicely and say,
Jerusalem,
be courageous, O Jerusalem. For your warring, your warfare has ended. Your iniquity is pardoned.
Kube wena olahlekile. Olahlekile kuthiwa utholiwe.
But you keep on hanging on to what you say are the facts of the matter. You say that person sinned, but they've repented in the meantime. Well, one day the feast will happen, God's heavenly feast, and you'll find yourself being excluded.
Niyabonake. Intshumayelo yomusa.
This is so much.
Si Jerusalema, selinqiba, phelile impilo yami Nkosi, phelile. Ngaba isidakwa, ngalahlekelwa ungami, ngalulahlekelwa ingane zami. Ngaba yilokhu, konakele, ngisekuthunjweni, ngijelwe uSatan. Kodwa uma uthi baba ngonile uzozwa amazwi amnandi kulaba abahlangene no baba.
This is a sermon of grace and mercy. to the one who's penitent, to the one who is truly sorry, whatever depth of sin they've plummeted into, no matter what it is, as you bring those sins to Him and He forgives you, then He speaks comforting words. The Father speaks comfort to you.
Ngaphandle ukuthi afike azilahle bese ngokholwa kuqulwe impilo yakhe abe umuntu omusha.
That is the good news. This is the gospel that is to be preached. And so as a person is conscious of their sin, what does it help to continue in their sin? Rather that they repent and by faith receive this forgiveness and then walk in it.
Bengithi ngizokhuluma ngolungisani. I say, Yakumbula njalo uma kufike le ikhwaye leli
Handel's Messiah
Messiah ka Handel baqala ngale ndaba comfort my people. Uyakwazi ukwenza lokho noma lowo obonile azathi ngiyesaba ukusondela kulo uma ngiyakuye hey ngiyesaba ngoba uphatha leyo nto nje ayipheli kuye.
And I'd wanted to continue, but I could not, to the part where it says, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God, etc. But this of comforting God's people, His mercy, I could not go beyond it. Have you been obedient in that, or are you still holding on to that grudge, saying, I cannot forget, I cannot forgive that person? And that person feels it. They are conscious of the fact that whenever they come to you, they feel a terror and afraid of you because you hold this thing against them.
Uzosuka la enkonzweni, qonde, ukwenze, khokhe isikweletu sakho kuNkulunkulu.
Are you a person who listens, who obeys, and who is obedient, and you pay your dues to God?
Uma kungenjalo, ungumfarisi, ungumzenzisi.
If not, you are a Pharisee, a hypocrite.
Uma umbona, ukhumbula leyo. Mombono, kumbula leso senzo sakhe.
If you see that,
penduka, buyela, ezulwini khona ukuthokoza ngaye, kodwa ukujapha nokudumala ngawe.
If you see that person, that particular person that you're holding that grudge against because of their sin, which indeed they have sinned with, but they've repented in the meantime, and you hold it against them, and you find that you are the excluded one.
I
don't know, am I understood? Can I leave it at this point?
Nawe ungumuntu womusa.
Are you too a
person? Uyakwazi ukushumayela umusa kaNkulunkulu.
Of mercy, are you able to speak God's tenderness?
UJohane ube umusa kaNkulunkulu.
John was the mercy of God.
Uma ushumayele fundi ushumayelo yakhe kuMatthew 3, ngathi ew akana umusa. Haw, thatha ngolaka nanani. Kodwa lapho umuntu ezilahle buyele indleleni amukele amukele ngomusa uNkulunkulu.
If you had to read in Matthew 3 what John was like in his preaching, you'd say, I don't see any connection to mercy whatsoever. He's just a man of anger and condemnation. But you see, when sin is exposed and is confessed and is forgiven, God's compassion and tenderness is shown. The Bible says, he who hides his sin shall not prosper, but the one who confesses and departs from his sin shall obtain mercy. You remember what this service of today has been about? About mercy. Let your life be the same. Be that. Don't try and pretend to be better than somebody else. Show grace. Encourage the person whose life seems to have crumbled all around them. Those who have failed. Say to them, don't die in your sin. Be strengthened, for God can make all things new. That they are strengthened. And enabled to continue their journey with the Lord in uprightness. We have a gospel, young people, this gospel of mercy. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for reminding us today about your mercy. And Lord, if we hadn't met up with this mercy, how far and how distant we would be from you. Lord, help us to pass this mercy on to others. And that if we meet the prodigal son, that we would embrace him spiritually. And that the one who sinned and failed, that we would encourage them, tell them to be released, for all is forgiven, all is made new.
Amen.
Amen.